Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's Money in the Bank Sunday, and it is not June. It is still May here, everybody. I am your host, Trebuchet, and to my left, the one, the only, Chad Showtime Schultz.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Peachy.
Just getting ready to watch some Money in the Bank and needing no better.
Yes. All right. Also in the house, the champ is here, Robert Tubelt. How you doing? Looking very fashionable, as always. Styling and profiling. You came in here wearing the suit. How's it feel?
Oh, yeah. Hot.
You have really brought some class to the Undisputed Championship of the World.
I try.
Nice job. I'm very impressed.
I'm determined that is my role, and I'm just filling it.
If you don't, elbow drop your blazer later, though, I'm going to be really upset. That's all I want to know. That's all I want to say.
I'm really getting not a Ric Flair, but, like a Triple H vibe from either, 2003 in Evolution or the original Hunter Hearst Helmsley snob gimmick.
Oh, he's going to just
gotta start bowing.
You're
going to start bowing.
No. So, we got some picks in here and everything, guys. We've been watching the product a little bit. We want to say about it recently?
I've been really bored with it the past few weeks.
Yeah, really. The best thing going on with the product right now is Sami Zayn and his character work.
I agree. I just everything in general. Yeah. Like I thought it was a little bit silly when they put him in a dumpster, but they came back and had a Falls Count Anywhere match on Raw this past Monday, and it was amazing.
Yeah, they didn't.
I really enjoyed it.
Usually they cool guys off with doing stuff like that, but he really came back well.
He wanted payback after that. They're which is what his character should want. What I mean?
He didn't end up looking like a complete putz against Baron Corbin, or I'm sorry, Braun Strowman.
Can we talk about just how BS this wild card rule thing is?
I love it.
It's just because USA and Fox want the same people.
I love it. Every time somebody shows up from the wrong show, I go, wild card. It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's my new favorite thing. I'm here for it.
But you can already see a trend. The same people are showing up, which is taking away from time that you could be giving other people.
Do you think the product has gotten worse in the last couple weeks since the wild card?
Yes.
I feel like it's more watchable, personally. It's been more interesting. They've had better matches. The roster's deeper.
You
got more superstars
really
on
not,
it.
But like I said, it's really not deeper because they're just using the same people.
But it's the heavy hitters from both shows is what they're bringing on here. They're not bringing over Shinsuke Nakamura and Rusev. You know what I mean? They're bringing over Roman Reigns or one of the big guys.
I just like to see more variety. I mean, Raw definitely has the time for it.
It sounds like the whole wildcard thing was born out of ratings being low, and WWE, they have a few top guys, but not a lot of them, and to kind of split them up over the rosters, both Fox and NBC were like, why?
USA.
NBC owns the USA network. Because they were speaking so the issue was, NBC was you're giving Fox and SmackDown all of our top guys, Roman specifically, and what's that going to do on our ratings?
Right.
So I guess this is kind of a way for them to feed both masters of the TV companies, but it does kind of speak to their ability to not be able to bill the two top guys, one for each show.
Right. Mm-hmm. Also noteworthy, rival company AEW signed a deal with TNT.
Yes.
And personally, I feel like WWE is taking that very seriously, and they are trying everything in their power to get us back interested in the product, because we may have ourselves another war here, you guys. This is probably the first shot here.
It is serious. I mean, I think, in all seriousness here, if WWE wants to stand a good chance, and have a good, come out over top of AEW, I don't know if the board needs to go to a vote or whatever. They need to force Vince into retirement.
Hold on a minute. WWE is the favorite in this battle. They are winning this war. They're the top guy.
But they're going to lose
it or not.
Vince running it into the ground.
Slow down. Slow your roll here, buddy. Vince won the last war.
I also want you to
Vince
know.
Vince knows what he's doing. He's been around the block. The WWE has been around a lot longer than almost entertaining wrestling. Okay, so you just slow your roll there, buddy. You need to stop it.
Hey, have a Timbit.
I need one. I need one.
It's also worth noting Vince owns a majority share in the company. They can't vote him out.
That's not how that works.
That's the same because he's been running it into the ground for several months.
I'm going to level with you that the product isn't the best it's been right now. Ratings are down. But also, the company just signed one of the biggest TV deals in history, the biggest for the company, with Fox. I mean, if you're holding stock in that company right now, you don't see Vince as driving to the ground. Your stock's worth more than it's probably
been. They're also going back to Saudi Arabia. Going to get some fat paychecks from that, too.
So
the business as a whole is not really suffering.
As fans, I agree that the product hasn't been the best right now. But if you're a business person, which is all anyone working for the company at the corporate level cares about is the company's making money, Vince McMahon's doing as good as he's ever done.
Yeah, but
so it sucks for us if we want to watch the day-to-day product and it isn't the best it is.
But if he keeps going in this direction, and it seems like he's going to, he's going to start losing the fans.
Maybe, maybe not. Competition brings out the best in both worlds, man.
The competition that he's going to be losing the fans, and they're going to go to the competition in AEW.
Maybe, maybe not.
I mean, unless AEW is on the same night as Raw or SmackDown, it's not really going to be
even
a choice.
Even so, now we have DVRs and everything. It's not the same as it used to be.
Sidebar, though, I really do think... No matter how WWE sees AEW as a threat or not, whatever their first night doing a show is on TNT, WWE will do something that night.
Oh, yeah.
To try to take eyes off their product. Do you remember when TNA went to Monday night?
Yeah, dude, this was my favorite.
And that was Bret Hart.
Bret came back. Him and Shawn were burying the hatchet that Monday.
I remember that.
I remember just going
TNA
like,
was live from Las Vegas, Nevada with the beautiful people shaking their asses. It was great. But on the other channel, you had Bret the Hitman Hart burying the hatchet.
At the 9 o'clock hour.
Right at the start. It was great stuff, and I look forward to that. The competition brings out good stuff out of them.
It's funny because I always felt like Vince never saw Monday Night Impact being a threat. But just out of pettiness, all right, their first show, all right, we're going to give them something that, you know, check the temperature in hell kind of event. And I imagine he'll do the exact same thing this time around.
Yeah. I look forward to it.
Hopefully this will be the kick in the pants Vince needs to keep moving everything a better
direction. So it's interesting. I probably get into it a little bit later. It's a long conversation. But some people are saying that Vince won't listen to other people's opinions. And some people are saying that WWE has over 100 writers working for them right now. There are too many There are too many cooks in the kitchen right now, and that's what's...
Too many cooks?
We don't have time for that. So some people are saying that Vince won't listen to anybody. Some people are saying that there's too many people for Vince to listen to, and that's why the productivity watered down is too many voices.
Hmm.
So because there's been a lot of conversation about creative, what with the ratings being how they've been.
Yeah.
So we should probably talk about that a little later, maybe next week.
Yep, we can do that. Yeah. We can put a bookmark in this and everything. And we will discuss the battles and the war later, because I really look forward to it. But we're here to discuss Money in the Bank and all of our wonderful picks.
True.
Let's get our pre-show match picks out of the way here, just in case we go a little bit long here.
What is that, Cruiserweight and SmackDown Tag Titles?
SmackDown Tag Titles is the only one I have labeled on the Nate Yard Dogs Excel sheet right here. Three claps for the Nate Yard Dog here, you guys. Setting up this whole Excel thing and making it easy to read and all that jazz. NYD.
NYD.
NYD. That's my dog, y'all. So, the Usos versus Daniel Bryan and Rowan.
I mean, look, right off the bat, Usos, they're signed to Raw.
Yeah, that's the main reason I feel like they're not going to win them.
So, they're definitely not going to win it. I mean,
they said they have an open invitation because Roman's the big dog, and Roman said they can come to SmackDown anytime they want.
Gotcha. So the wild card rule doesn't apply to them, but they can still come over if they want to. Let's just get rid of the brand split. Like if we're just really gonna do that, just why it seems arbitrary.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I'd be here for that. I'd get less titles too, make it more.
No,
interesting.
No. If
people are gonna be doing double duty, what's the difference? You know.
Yeah.
So. Most people picked Daniel Bryan and Rowan. The only people that picked the Usos were the Nate Dogg, the Bruiser, and Ryan.
Yeah, I wish any of them were here. I'd like to ask why.
Yeah, no, they definitely made Bryan and Rowan look pretty good. and to think they're just going to, like, immediately drop the belt.
They just crowned them, and they're the planet's champions is what Daniel Bryan is calling them. I love that. I really love that. I think
we're going to get the hemp tag belts.
I want that. And
maybe
I,
even a knight.
I really like that they're using Rowan as, like, Daniel's heavy. The aesthetic between these two is really good. Like, Daniel Bryan runs his mouth. And Rowan's just running people over, and like they're giving them a good moveset too.
They are. I really like the claw slam.
The claw slam is great. It's amazing.
I really like that Rowan is just wearing like metal T-shirts that no one's ever heard of. He's
doing his own thing. Yeah, no, and it's more believable than any character he's played up to this point. No, I really
this
like.
Is,
I
this think is the best work Rowan's had.
I love it. It's great. So that's the Undisputed Podcast opinion of that. Moving on to the WWE Cruiserweight Championship, we got Tony Nese facing Aria Davari, and it was almost a clean sweep for the man Tony Nese, the man with too many abs. He needs to give some of those to me or something. Like I can use a couple of those abs, man. Stop hogging them all, Tony Nese. Except one person picked Aria Davari, and that was the A plot. So,
yeah. I mean,
I don't think anybody watches 205 Live at all here. I'm pretty sure.
Really. I'm trying to at least keep tabs with the results.
Yeah, with the results on the roster.
Yeah.
Like, I keep tabs on it and read a little bit here and there. But
does it intersect with NXT a lot still, or no? Not so much.
It's weird because people are like dropping down from 205 back to NXT.
There's almost more like a talent exchange with NXT and 205 Live. Because there's not enough time on NXT to get all the small guys in, and 205 Live has a small roster anyway.
Yeah.
They kind of mesh well between.
That's cool. I like it. I like that they're not just stuck in 205 Live. Because people watch NXT and stuff. You know, you got different fans looking at you.
Kind of reminds me a little bit in the early 2000s when sometimes if you were in, like, the Kentucky area, guys from OVW would come in and wrestle a match just to get a feel for the fans.
Awesome. Yeah, a little bit like that. That's fun. I like that. So, we're thinking Tony Nese is going over.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So, moving on to the WWE United States Championship. The champion, Samoa Joe, taking on Rey Mysterio. And he'll probably have Dominic with him at ringside.
Probably.
But I'm assuming. Yeah. It's not written here, but based on everything going on. And has Dominic gotten got yet?
No, he hasn't gotten got
yet. We keep saying he's going to get got, but he hasn't gotten got yet. You like this English here, Chad?
No, I think
he going to get got. He getting it. That's all I'm saying. He going to get it.
You sound like an Eddie Murphy character.
Like, if I remember correctly, Joe threatened to get Dominic next time he was at ringside, but
what's that?
I said, if I remember correctly, I believe Joe threatened Dominic that he would get got if he was at ringside again.
So he's coming down. He's definitely coming down. Like, I think Samoa Joe may push this too far, and Dominic's going to come out and try to talk him down.
Which is never
a good thing.
Yeah, I do see, like, a DQ happening and Joe winning that way.
Yeah.
Like, keeping the belt that way. But
I can see that. You know, they're talking about, I guess WWE recently trademarked Prince Mysterio. The name?
Why is that relevant?
It sounds like they're thinking Bray may want to pass on the mask to Dominic
upon retiring. Oh, interesting.
Because it sounds like Dominic isn't trained. Like, he's being trained.
No, I've heard that. Yeah, he looks like he's a pro wrestler. He's got the size. He's pretty, you know, comfortable with the cameras on him and everything. But, on this, we're pretty split here.
Guys, I got distracted by a beautiful blonde on the TV.
That happens. Nate Yard Dog had Joe. The Trepster here had Joe. Space Force had Joe. Bruiser Joe. Ryan Joe. A-Plot Joe. Everybody else Mysterio. Iron Mike. The Truth. Mo. And Showtime to my left here.
Yeah, I really think Ray's getting the win here. I think it's going to be a feel-good moment. It's
pretty hard to call.
Yeah. Okay.
I think we're getting the feel-good moment tonight. That's what I wouldn't be disappointed if Joe...
But you also got Becky going over a couple times, too. You got a lot of feel-good moments on your card.
Also got Baron winning the Money in the Bank and Mandy winning Money in the Bank.
Okay, so you've got double Money in the Bank.
I've got double Money in the Bank.
Yes. Interesting. I love going through this and just seeing everything here. All right, moving on to the WWE Championship. Your champion, Kofi Kingston taking on Kevin Owens, who, don't tell him not to come out to that ring, because he'll come down to that ring, and he'll probably bring Sami Zayn with him. That's what happened on SmackDown to Kofi. Did you see that? It was pretty awesome. I mean, Kofi wanted a comeback and everything, but Kevin's like, I'll come down there.
Yeah, he did. He didn't pull. I mean, he was
all like, no balls! And he's like, what? Oh, I gotta... I'll show you no balls.
Kofi declared no balls, and Kevin was like, "Ah, fuck that, I'm out there."
He's showing him his strudel right there. Just
I mean, I would be, I totally want to see them continuing this rivalry.
Yeah.
But I see, like, the easiest way that happens is if Kofi wins.
The majority of the podcast has Kofi. The only person that had KO was Mo. Or Jared Mo, baby, as he likes to be called. He would have corrected me earlier, but he's not here. No. He's seeing Endgame for the third time, he said.
It's 9 hours of his life.
Batista's in it, you know. I understand.
Batista's
the superstar of that movie. I do not know what you are talking about, Joe.
Do you have any lines the entire movie?
I'm sure he has some.
I think he just screams.
Yeah, I don't think he actually says anything.
That's a line.
I've come from the Chewbacca fan.
Why you hate Chad?
Hey, rest in peace, Chewbacca.
I'm just going to start calling you Blow Time because you got bad taste. All right, moving on here. Steel cage match. The Miz versus Shane O'Mac.
This one's easy. This match is going to be awesome.
No, I don't think so. I disagree. I got Shane. A-Plot has Shane, and The Ryback has Shane.
Do you think they keep the feud going then if Shane wins? Or
I do. I think Shane's going to win by shenanigans. I don't see this going away anytime. Like, steel cage matches used to be the end-all, be-all, but in recent history, it hasn't been that way. And I think the WWE likes having Shane feud with Miz.
I mean, Shane...
It works.
Shane just won at
Mania. I could see Miz winning and then entering into another feud even tonight.
Maybe Miz
versus Lars Sullivan?
No, they're burying Lars.
I don't think they... I mean, they're not buried.
I saw a vignette on him that it still made him look like a killer. He wasn't... Well,
whether or not they should bury him is up for conversation, but I haven't seen him do anything to hurt him yet.
The strong opinion of the podcast has been that they should ban
fuck
him.
Fuck that guy. But
yeah,
I'll say it.
We should ban that fucking guy. Fuck that guy. I said it. Don't come at me. I don't...
Trebuchet says Lars Sullivan is canceled.
I said it. I just I don't want to...
Not to his face.
I don't want to deliver the... I'll FedEx it. I'll Bischoff the fuck out of this is what I'll do. I want it to be Shane. I that was one of my heel picks that I needed to balance out my card here is why I picked Shane as well.
You know, I used to think that cards needed to be balanced, and then I saw WrestleMania, and I don't know anymore.
That's fine. All right, and now let's talk about Becky Two Belts. Majority of the podcast has her winning and retaining both titles.
You know, Becky and I share that trait right now, as we both have
What's
two
that?
Belts.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. How does it feel? How are your shoulders holding up? Do you need surgery yet? Or?
No, I think I'm getting stronger.
Probably a little unbalanced, though. Mm-hmm. One of those is significantly lighter than the other.
Do you swap the shoulders each time, or how does that work?
I do swap occasionally.
Yeah.
You're careful, dude. You just don't want your right shoulder looking like Trebuchet's right wrist.
What's that, buff? Call my right wrist the stuff. Look at it. Look at that. Look at it. 24-inch forearms here, buddy.
Why does it smell like that?
I know. It's weird, right?
This episode of the podcast brought to you by...
Trebuchet's weed.
Prop 1.
That's what it is. Yeah. Absolutely. If you're wondering what the fuck you're listening to, this is what happens during a Money in the Bank pay-per-view that takes place in May. I was not ready for this, guys. Money in the Bank takes place in June.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
The Saudi Arabia pay-per-view is happening in June now.
I have a good buzz. I don't want to hear about Saudi Arabia.
Is that taking place of the June pay-per-view, though?
Yep.
It is? It's just replacing it? This is not just like a house show like they've been doing in the past?
I think it'll be a house show, but I think they really are going to... They're having like a bunch of... title matches.
Word on the street is Goldberg's fighting The Undertaker. That doesn't sound like it's going to be very canon stuff.
I mean, this is part of the reason why they... like cancel Backlash so they could put Money in the Bank.
They didn't cancel Backlash. They changed the name of it. Like
Money in the Bank.
Yeah, it became Money in the Bank. Like the event is, the date was still booked. The canceled the event says that they changed the date of the event.
He's trying.
you're trying so hard, and I appreciate it.
All right, I'll back to this here real quick. All right, The only people that didn't pick Becky Two Belts was Jared Moe, baby, picked Charlotte and Lacey. And then The Truth picked Charlotte, but Becky and the other one. And I just think that there's been too much talk about her doing double duty that she's going to do it a couple times.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to have her drop the belts
tonight. No, I thought there was a chance, it's like, they would have her.
If she's going to lose a title tonight, it'll be
Lacey.
If one of the women catches in the Money in the Bank tonight, if they have the women's Money in the Bank match first and they cash it in tonight, it's the only way Becky's.
No, gonna, I can see Becky
at the end of the second match.
I can see
whoever won the Money in the Bank.
I can see Becky wrestles Charlotte first, takes a lot of damage to the legs, still beats Charlotte, maybe via like roll up or something. Barely beats Lacey later, defying the injury odds, than having someone cash in. If they don't want to make Becky look weak and have her lose the belts tonight, that's how you
have
to.
Yeah, the Mandy comes
that's
out.
That's what I'm saying. You heard it here first,
Mandy,
everybody.
Mandy and Sonya come out in heel fashion, beat down Becky more, and Mandy cashes in, and there you go.
That's plausible.
Be a champion.
Yeah. So, also, Becky Lynch is on the poster for this pay-per-view with both titles as well. I just also wanted to point that out. That also made me just go Becky here. All right, moving on to the WWE Universal Championship. AJ Styles versus Seth freaking Rollins.
This match can be so good if they just give these guys like 20 minutes and let them ride.
I was asking for an hour, but I don't think I'm going to get an hour.
No.
That's what I 2 weeks ago I was asking for an hour, but based on how many matches we have here, there's no way I'm going to get that.
Yeah, give these guys 20, 30 minutes and just let them go.
Well, these guys wrestled in 2006. I really like that recently on the WWE they showed that footage from them wrestling each other.
Oh, yeah, AJ versus Tyler Black?
I'm sure that's what he went by at the time, yeah.
Yeah. So would that have been a Ring of Honor event? Or?
It was an NWA event.
Oh, okay.
Oh, jeez.
No, that's fair, because how many? So it was 10 years ago?
It was 2006, I believe.
Well, NWA would have still owned TNA at the time.
So, yeah. Yeah, it was very... I love that they're doing that. They're giving their little tip of the caps to the past stuff that they've done. That so cool. They've worked together in the past, so they should put on a pretty good wrestling match.
They're in the company right now, they're two of the best workers.
Yeah, I think their styles also are very, very like meldable.
So I'm the only person who picked AJ with the Nate Dog here. It's mighty lonely out here on this branch, but I think
AJ has a very real shot.
He does too.
Having not that many people pick him,
I really was struggling to make this pick here, guys.
I think that especially because the ratings for Raw have been low. They may attribute that to Seth not being a draw and maybe want to put it on AJ. In fact, I just talked myself into picking AJ over Seth.
Getting on the... I see what you're doing here. I said I was debating very heavily about this pick. This one was like...
I didn't think it was that much of a toss-up until I just sat here and thought about it.
Yeah,
and taking the title off Seth seems like a very WWE thing to do.
The contract signing was forgettable. They're not talking you into the arena at all here with this match, but the thing that should hold it down is the in-ring style, and if AJ somehow beats Seth here tonight for the title, you instantly light that feud on fire.
I think Seth and AJ trading wins for Survivor Series or whatever could be very interesting.
They could have a huge SummerSlam match.
You'd be built to... In fact, you could have a shorter match tonight, and then because SummerSlam's a longer event, you could give them that 45 minutes to an hour at SummerSlam.
Give them an Iron Man match. That's really what I would love to see.
No, it's AJ Styles versus Seth Rollins trading wins leading to an Iron Man match at SummerSlam. I think that would be bonkers.
We know they can do it. I mean, remember on Raw when Seth went for an hour?
Yeah, the gauntlet match.
Yeah.
Who won that gauntlet match?
Who is Seth?
I know it wasn't Seth.
Was it AJ? I forget who won that one.
No, it was a Raw thing.
It was leading into the Elimination Chamber, right?
Yeah, no. That's my point, though, is that nobody remembers who won that thing.
They just remember how great Seth was.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So that's just a testament to not needing to win matches to get over.
Careful with that. Wins and losses still do mean
something. No, they do, but like...
That is an example of how you get some over while they're losing, but
I'm...
One of my biggest complaints right now is the 50-50 booking where guys
been bitching about
guys
that
are just trading wins back and forth and no one gets over for
Robert
it.
Roode and Ricochet, like, that whole feud. That was, like,
Ricochet didn't need to take a loss to Robert Roode, and then Robert Roode definitely didn't need to take a loss to Ricochet. Robert Roode ends up gaining nothing, and Ricochet ends up losing a little bit, but still gets to be in the match.
Hey, Robert
if they would have just
hey,
given,
hey, hey, Robert they, Roode gained a power stash out of this. Come on now.
If they would have just given
he gained something.
If they would have just given Robert Roode someone to fight that he could have beaten twice, and Ricochet someone to fight who he could have beaten twice, they'd both be stronger for it. 50-50 booking does not create stars.
I don't.
I'll drink to that. That's testify.
Yeah,
oh, my
I
brother.
Agree
that's,
with that,
that's,
except for the fact that Robert Roode should have beaten Ricochet twice.
No, I don't. I don't. I think that Robert Roode never should have been in a feud because Ricochet needs to be in that Money in the Bank match.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're gonna put that stip on it, Ricochet needs to win that second one. So he should have just never been near each other.
Well, here's the thing. I'm okay with this, but do it after Money in the Bank.
Oh yeah, no, you can.
I would have liked to have seen Robert Roode run Ricochet over a couple of times. To build that character, you want to make Robert Roode a heel singles competitor. You got to give him some wins.
No,
you got to build that character.
Let
He's
Robert
been a tag guy as far as the WWE is concerned for his whole career. For you know what I mean.
It's not like we don't have the Lucha House Party running around Raw for little guys for him just beat up on. We don't have to put him in the ring with the one we're actually trying to push.
Right, exactly.
Like if you want a skilled bumper and someone to make him look big. There are plenty of people on the roster who can play that part. They're not trying to get over as a major star like Ricochet. You got a roster for all cruiserweights you're not using. Feed them for them to Roode, not the one guy with some upside.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So moving on from here, SmackDown feud, Roman Reigns versus Elias. Because what does WWE stand for? What with Elias? It has just been too long since I've done that.
Yeah,
except for tonight. The only person that picked a poor Elias is Nate Dogg.
Nah,
but
here's
the thing. Elias doesn't need victories, and we all know
Roman. No, Elias
Roman
doesn't.
Roman Reigns is the only person who doesn't get 50-50 booking in the WWE.
No.
He wins all the time.
I feel like Elias also doesn't get 50-50. Elias loses
he
way more than he
all the time.
But that's an example of no one's watching Elias going, that's as a ring technician. He can get it done between the ropes. They're watching him because he's entertaining, and he's entertaining when he loses. He is a job guy, essentially, by like win-loss record, that you can just keep going forever because he's entertaining otherwise.
Mark my words, Elias is going to surpass the WWE at some point and do something else mainstream here. He is dot...
Crossover, you think he's got crossover appeal?
I don't know if it's going to be movies, or he's already got an album out on iTunes and everything, but like that guy has the it quality, just mark my words here. And I hope he doesn't leave the WWE for a very long time because it's a better place for having him on
here. I can
kind
of see him even in a manager role.
Ask Seattle on how they feel about the Supersonics. Go ahead. Do it. I'll wait.
I can hear them booing from
here. I love it. I hope so.
If anybody has a problem with anything we've said on the podcast, send
good.
An email
to
the code.
Good. I embrace your hate. It's Money in the Bank in May. This makes no damn sense. So, all right, guys, moving on here to the meat and potatoes of this thing. The Money in the Bank ladder matches.
Yeah.
Worth 3 points, as deemed by our current commissioner, Robert Two Belts. And I think that's fair. Championships are two. Regular matches are one. And then the pre-show match is 0.1, which makes it the tiebreaker.
Yeah, I mean, think about it, like... Of course, Money in the Bank is going to be worth more because it's essentially a pseudo title you have for up to a year.
No, it's a ladder match as well, and it's for a giant prize.
Also, a multi-man
match. That's what I mean,
match.
Like a pseudo title. Like,
it's huge. It's similar to a Royal Rumble or something like that. It should be worth
this
more.
This is a lot. Yeah.
So, what was the cage match? The cage match was only one. I don't like that
it's
very much.
It's just
I'm not
a grudge match.
I'm not a fan of that, but I'll leave it there. I don't want to... argue about the logistics.
But the women's ladder match.
Do you want to talk about the women's first?
Sure,
let's talk about the women's first, because that's definitely the sexier of the two. All right. In that, we got Natalya, Dana Brooke, Naomi, Bayley, Mandy Rose, Ember Moon, Carmella, and Nikki Cross.
Replacing Alexa Bliss.
Yes.
Alexa Bliss is out.
Not yet medically cleared.
Apparently, it's just...
Yeah, you got the skinny on this here, Showtime.
It sounds like the story I keep getting is that she could wrestle a match, but they don't feel comfortable putting her in a ladder match situation.
That's
especially with her concussion problems. This seems like a great opportunity for her to get hurt worse than what she can handle.
Absolutely. So they're kind of treating her like Daniel Bryan a little bit, which I'm okay with.
Yeah, I'm okay.
If you're going to extend her career doing this, put Nikki Cross in there. Nikki Cross is very entertaining, and honestly, she can be a legitimate threat in here. People picked Nikki Cross.
It was kind of weird.
The A plot did actually.
It was kind of weird though on Raw seeing her not in that psychopath.
Oh, is she not doing that?
She was acting crazy still.
Well, but... not when she was talking to Alexa backstage. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm like, I saw her come out to the ring and everything, and she still looked really crazy.
Yeah, like in the ring, but when she was talking to Alexa Bliss, she was normal, and it was weird.
I really like what they're doing with her, because, like, Alexa's kind of manipulating Nikki here, mm-hmm. and I feel like Nikki Cross is kind of being crazy as a fox with it. Like, she's doing it, but she's also getting the opportunity, and she's going to end up... There's going to be a feud here, I think. Nikki Cross versus Alexa Bliss. That's going to be some fire promos right there. Just mark my words. It's going to be amazing. And it's the same way it went down in my dream last night.
Is that a siege machine in your pants, or are you just happy to see me?
Both.
Okay.
I named my penis siege machine.
I believe that.
Moving on.
Oh, man. Anyways, nobody picked Carmella, which really makes me want to pick Carmella.
Nobody wants to see her win it 3 times in a row?
Did she win it twice? No, she didn't.
I think so.
She did?
Yeah.
She did?
She did.
That's really making me want to... I'm picking her. I'm picking Carmella.
She won 2 years in a row?
Yeah.
I don't believe...
Last year was the first woman...
Last year was not the first one.
I need somebody to Google. This real quick.
The first one she won because of... Ellsworth. What's his nuts? Yeah. Ellsworth wasn't around last year.
I think you're right about that.
She has been bragging about winning two in a row.
She has.
Let's see here.
I'm picking her. I'm switched. I had Bayley, and I said, no, I'm picking Mella because that's still... Because Mella's a face. Still, I'm like, I needed a face here, and I don't know what they're doing with Bayley. I don't think they know what they're doing with Bayley.
No, they don't know what they're doing with
Bayley. Surprise to me, we got a lot of Mandy Rose picks here. Nate Dogg picked Mandy Rose.
Mandy Rose is the
you
most...
You picked Mandy Rose. Yeah. You both did, actually.
Yeah. I mean, makes sense.
Mandy Rose is the most over heel.
I mean, aside from two heels winning both the Money in the Bank matches tonight.
That was not correct. It makes sense when you hear it.
I was wondering.
It makes sense when you hear it, but it's not correct.
Alexa Bliss won last year.
No,
I think she was bragging about winning twice because she actually, like, they had that match after the match.
Carmella, retained. Yeah. I was going to say, no, I was like, they definitely didn't win it 2 years in a row.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'm like, come on, guys.
No, because she won it, but the clip they use of her taking down the briefcase isn't from
Money in the Bank.
The match. Yeah. It's from the second match. Because she didn't.
Alright, I swear to God, if Carmella goes on a ladder and does a dance break instead of grabbing the briefcase, I am going to flip the fuck out.
If Carmella gets on a ladder and goes for a dance break rather than grabbing the briefcase, I am going to flip the fuck out.
Okay,
that's business exposing nonsense.
I'm going to show time.
I will go full on fucking Cornette in this house.
Oh, man. I don't think we have enough double meat, double cheese, double motherfucker in here.
you've seen your roommate. Yes,
fair. That's fair. A-plot pick Nikki Cross. I'm picking Carmella. I don't care. You can't stop me. And then Jared Moe, baby, picked Dana Brooke, who I think is
hot take.
I think Ember Moon... is more likely to win this thing than...
No, Dana Brooke is definitely the... Dana Brooke is definitely the least favorite.
I think
nobody picked Natalya, which is interesting.
No, or Naomi.
I
mean, look, I think the three...
I think they're just too bland. Those two superstars are so bland.
Yeah, you know what sucks, though?
What's that?
No Riot Squad presence in this match.
I hate it so much.
So
I'm depressed.
The Riot Squad hasn't been around.
Yeah, no, has the Riot Squad done anything since they got split up?
The Riot Squad's dead.
No, what was going on in the tour was Liv and Ruby Riot were tag teaming a little bit, but no, that's done. I don't know what's happened. I think it's supposed to be SmackDown.
Dude, you look like you just got broken up with.
I'm sad. Whose window do I need to hold a boombox out in front of and play the
right? Probably Liv Morgan's.
Oh, can I do... hey, Liv, hit me up in my DMs. I'm at Trebuchet LOL. If you do that, I'll fucking bust a boombox out and play whatever song you want.
If you hit me up at Showtime Schultz, I'll have to look at him and go, I'm not doing nothing.
I will give him such a beat down. Yeah, you're going to get a steel chair from behind. That's what's going to happen.
Women's match, I think the three, at least in my opinion, the three top contenders to win are Mandy Rose, Bayley or Ember Moon?
Bayley's the favorite as far as the podcast is concerned. Nobody picked Ember Moon. Why do you like Ember Moon so much? You're the only person I know.
So good.
You're the only person I know who thinks she's over the top great. What is your favorite Ember Moon match? I'm just curious.
Got to be one of her matches with Asuka in NXT.
In NXT, okay. Because I'm getting there and I'm seeing her build and everything, but you speak of her like she's the goddess and everything. So I mean,
her nickname is the War Goddess.
So I'm not wrong here. You can say I'm right. That's cool. I understand.
Robert Air Force, is that a spaceship in your pants? Or are you just happy to see me?
It's not for you, buddy.
Oh. That's not a no.
I'm pretty used to hearing that.
See, I knew that person on Reddit was a guy.
No, who would you say you're... oh, damn. He hit him where he lived. That was behind the paywall, Robert. You're going to get hit from behind with a chair. Shit. Da 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 da. His name is Showtime.
Showtime has left the room.
Walking out of the building, everybody. Four Loco, five ever. That is him.
Oh. All Loco.
Wow. Man, those belts have gone to your head there, Robert. They look good, though. They look good on you. I'd like to argue with you, but all I hear is sparkle, sparkle. Yeah. Like.
Just, what's that? Oh. Okay.
He's speaking to the titles right now. It's a very intimate thing he's doing here. I'd tell him to get a room, but like, I would be doing the same thing.
The title says that they're not leaving me tonight.
We'll see. I'm coming for it. All these picks. If my picks come to fruition here, you better watch out. You better watch out there, mister. All right, I'm going to change my Shane pick to The Miz if I'm switching to Carmella here. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm changing my picks on the fly. Hey, Showtime, you want to come back in here?
Oh, yeah.
You want to be resurrected now?
I had to pee.
I believe that. All right.
It probably was a dude. I would have
just... All right. He had to think about it. After he had his dick in his hand and thoroughly thought about it. He's like, yep, all right. Definitely a dude. And he's gone again. Record time. Thank you very much. I am Trebuchet, and I live for groans. Speaking of groans, I love the WWE Universe for this particular reason. And it's that every time the WWE comes out with a new gimmick, they groan like crazy. And then, about a month later, they buy the merch. Three clap for you, WWE Universe. The biggest hypocrites in the universe. Good job.
You're turning heel today.
Good job, you bunch of humanoids. Groans into freaking sales, man. I love it.
Groans into moans. That's the Trebuchet right. Story.
Absolutely. All right, and that leads us to the final match we're going to talk about here.
Men's Money in the Bank.
That, right there. The Men's Money in the Bank ladder match.
You want to know what my pick is?
Let me go through the combatants here, and then you can lay it on me, all right?
I'm a little excited.
Leave a little suspense here. We're going to build this up here. All right. The people going into this are Sami Zayn, Ricochet, Drew McIntyre, Baron Corbin, Monday Night Raw's former general manager, the man who beat Kurt Angle in his final match at WrestleMania, and Grand Rapids' favorite son, Baron Corbin, just in case you're keeping score at home. Also, Ali, Finn Balor, Andrade, and Randy Orton. All right, there we go. Who is your pick here, Showtime?
Well, he's a two-time Golden Glove champion.
Okay.
He's a two-time former United States champion.
Uh-huh.
He is the former acting general manager of Raw.
Who could it be?
He beat Kurt Angle in his farewell match.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
He's Grand Rapids' favorite son.
I know who you're talking about.
Baron Corbin. That's my
pick. Mine too. Too dank. We are on the level. And we are the only tag team to have Baron Corbin. And Nate, your dog's our manager because he picked them too.
You guys talk about...
We're going to talk about that.
Well, we're going to keep him on a leash. We're just going to tie him to the ring post. It's fine. He's going to bite people. We got to get him a shot. So I was going to talk to you about this later, but I figured I'd just bring it to you.
I don't need
here.
That kind of liability.
Well, we got to get David Otunga in here. That's what we need.
You guys talking about Baron Corbin. I threw up a little bit.
I will also take Baron Corbin. Put me down for...
Oh, hey. The soul patch is here.
I'll take a pick.
Freshly showered, and we all appreciate that.
So now we're not the only tag team that has them. Now it's...
Man.
So
now the Mathlete.
And the Mathlete.
Well, guess what? I just cut the leash off the 8-yard dog. You are now responsible for all of his shots. You're going to get rabies, I swear to God.
Let me know when I'm not the only sane person in this room anymore.
Who did you pick, Robert? You picked Drew McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre.
Who else picked Drew?
Drew McIntyre.
Mo picked Drew. Yeah. The Truth picked Drew. And Iron Mike Bustler also picked Drew. Also noted here, Sami Zayn is picked three times as well, which I would have liked to have picked Sami Zayn because he's doing some of the most interesting things in WWE.
I mean,
right now.
Let's be honest.
That Raw main event. That was fun.
Braun.
Are we talking about how Trey Caruso is dressed like a lime tonight?
Okay. How about Lacey Evans just looking
dressed like a lemon?
I don't.
I'm losing words. Right.
It's amazing.
I mean, Braun is probably going to come out and destroy Sami Zayn. So
yeah, that's the only thing I can
I'm picturing him. Sami as just like a non-factor.
I'm expecting Braun to destroy both
everybody.
Sami Zayn, all of Sami Zayn, Drew McIntyre, and Baron Corbin. That's the only reason I'm nervous about having Baron Corbin as my pick here. But
I think Baron Corbin.
I'd be nervous because he's Baron Corbin. But
I think Braun will cost Drew the match, and Braun and Drew will feud after.
See, here's what I will say. If it's not Baron Corbin, it's going to be a SmackDown guy. If you give Ali the briefcase, you make him relevant.
If it's going to be a SmackDown guy, I think it's going to either be...
It could be Randy Orton.
I think it'll be Andrade if it's going to be a SmackDown guy.
See...
I would love that.
Yeah.
I love Andrade. He won the match.
We're pushing Andrade to wrestle Finn Balor for the IC title. So I really,
that's true.
If it wasn't that, I would have Andrade.
Yeah, nobody picked Balor, but I don't think anybody thinks Balor's going to hold both the Intercontinental Championship and the Money in the Bank.
That's never been done.
That's not true. Are the Undisputed or
what? Intercontinental and the Money in the Bank at the same time?
I'm pretty sure RVD did that.
I'm
like 99% sure.
All right, fact check me later.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I would have nothing. I would have
Well, it's unprecedented either way.
Yeah, like, I would have no qualms with Finn winning. I definitely wouldn't have any qualms with Finn winning. I just don't see it happening because he's already holding the title.
No, I'm fine. English is hard, Chad. Leave me alone. I was looking at Lacey Evans, and this is not a siege machine, my man.
But I think they should do it.
I guess so. Okay. If everybody's got any final thoughts, go ahead, Soul Patch.
I'm looking forward to becoming champion today. Period. Exclamation point. Period.
You have the same final thoughts at the end of every, pre-show.
Down to the punctuation.
Absolutely. Final thoughts, Showtime.
My name is Chad Showtime Schultz. WrestleMania was great this year. We had three babyface world champion wins. I didn't think it was possible. I also didn't enjoy it because...
You did enjoy it?
I did not.
You did not enjoy it.
Because Robert Air Force took my belt. But just know that when I went to Planet Stasiak at that fateful WrestleMania night, I learned how to defeat you, Robert. And tonight, I will become Showtime 2 Belt with that right there. And my 2K belt that no one will take off of me.
That's because we wanted to hold your pants up. All right. Final thoughts, Robert 2 Belts.
Kill yourself.
I will not do that. That is the man I love. I cannot kill that person.
Well, I can attest right now that nobody will be taking the Undisputed Championship belt off of me. I'll be retaining this title tonight. Against all odds, just like WrestleMania.
The TNA pay-per-view?
WrestleMania?
Against all odds.
Yeah, against all odds. No. Yeah. Just when my ladies, the Iconics, led me to victory.
They're not on the card, notably. How do you feel about that?
It's probably for the best because there's so much going on, they wouldn't get a lot of time.
They'd get buried, you think?
Yeah, and honestly, they don't really have any female tag teams built up to face them. They're trying to do that with the...
Paige's tag team. What is their name? What are they calling those?
The Kabuki Warriors.
I can't even remember it.
Yeah, and they left it up to Asuka explaining it on her Twitter because they didn't do any. They didn't do anything in the weeks leading up to it to try to explain this name. So when they said it, it just came off as mildly racist.
Oof. Come on, WWE, get it together.
It's bad. I mean, we know these past few months they've been terrible with names. Viking Raiders.
Experience. The Viking experience. It is amazing. I don't know. I totally disagree with you on that, but you're the champion, and I don't want to argue with you because I don't want to make you mad. I feel like you're going to drop me with a pedigree. Doesn't he look like he's going to drop me with a pedigree, Chad?
I don't know. I can't see you. Know
that. Well, he looks like he's going to drop me with a pedigree. I'm just saying. So.
Very likely. But, yeah.
I want to see.
I'm going to win, so nobody should even... Nobody should even try. Those are my thoughts.
Nobody should even try. That's,
resistance is...
That's really...
I've only made one pick, so
resistance is futile.
Probably the best advice you've ever given. How do you retain? I want to tell everybody not pick. That's, well, I don't hate the strategy. I got to respect the hustle.
I'm the champ. I can do that, right?
Got to respect.
Yeah. I can create no one to pick except...
Hey, guys.
The holder of the replica NXT title.
I don't know what happened. The Excel file just got magically deleted. Biggest heel move ever.
Oh, I accidentally stepped on the laptop.
Looks like I'm...
So I'm going to put this in the cloud right now.
Is walking in.
It's awesome. So,
well, he's like outside.
Is that your final thoughts there, Robert?
Yep, that's all, right. All she wrote.
All right, that leaves me, Trebuchet. My final thoughts are... I said I was going to drink a Four Loko later, so you guys better watch out for me.
Hey, Stephanie McMahon isn't even going to be here.
You don't know that! You don't know that.
I guess you can be on the Shane plan because Shane's going to get thrown off that cell.
We see, I'm confused because Money in the Bank's taking place in June, and I'm just like, yeah, I don't know what to
instead of the June, which yeah. usually is.
Well, see, I don't even, that's why I'm drinking Four Loko today. I just don't even know.
You're all loco.
And man. I'd like to remind everybody that this episode of the podcast was brought to you by Trebuchet's Weed. Trebuchet's Weed! Danker than anything that you've ever smoked before.
Are you trying to sell your own strain?
I'm definitely trying to do that.
Commercial sales, well, pending.
Well, I'm trying to start my own strain, and then, how does this sound here, guys? Hear me out here. The WWE has Ricochet.
Yes.
The WWE has AJ.
Yes.
I think it's time for them to introduce them to some Trebuchet. How good does that sound together?
I mean, it rhymes.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. So they better sign me quick because AEW's a thing and I am the hottest free agent.
Oh, okay.
I mean, so where are you at with that?
In Grand Rapids, Michigan today.
Yeah, how's the Kickstarter going?
We're going. We've got some donations coming in. We definitely do that. So we will be back with more Undisputed Podcast of the World for you guys next time. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.
In the